For the last couple of days, I've been reading up on Osaka and the Shinkansen because that's my first hurdle once I get in Japan. I'm getting in. I'm spending 1 to 2 days in Tokyo, and then I have to travel up to Osaka to Izumi Sano, where I'm going to be meeting the rest of the group to start the whole cultural tour thing. This does mean, of course, that I have to get from A, Tokyo, to B, Osaka, on my own, which is something that scares the shit out of me. I'm going to be taking the Shinkansen. I have a Japan Rail Pass sitting in my folder, ready to be used. But the problem is, it's like the bit that concerns me is the Shinkansen bit, the metro bit, and the finding the hotel bit. Now, I know where the hotel is. I have good instructions. Akemi-san and Eri-san were very sort of helpful in actually telling me where this place was. But I mean, it's things like the Shinkansen. I know how to board a train. That is not a problem. It's finding the train and finding my seat on the train and not missing the train that worries me. I mean, I can get to Tokyo Station quite simply. I'm just going to hail a cab. But I mean, I'm worried about my suitcase because I don't have. I'm taking a large-ish suitcase because I'm there for a month. But I know there's not very much room on Shinkansen. I'm looking into Takuhaibin, the service where you can get parcels and whatnot sent from one end of the country, and this also includes suitcases. Problem is, I don't know if I can get my suitcase there in under a day. I'm sure it'll work out, but it's just the idea of travelling with this giant suitcase, as well as my rather large backpack. I don't know, it'll work itself out. This is the hope that I desperately cling to. Eri tells me that apparently there are lifts, which is good because I don't like the idea of going up and down steps with a suitcase. I'm not a fan of steps anyway because I normally get confused about which is the step and which is not the step. And I suppose I'm just worrying because I need to worry about something. I'm not happy if I don't worry. But it's like until my brain, because it's broken, it processes things by experience. So I can read up on things. I can look at Google Maps. I can do all this, that, and the other. But until I actually do it, until I experience something, I can't comprehend it very well. So I'm hoping that the Shinkansen will be nice and easy. I'm hoping that the metro will be like the one in London and in Paris in the respect that there is some logic to it. Eri tells me the only thing I have to watch out for is the delicious Osakan food, which apparently might keep me from my goal, and will lead to me being stuck in the subway forever, tempted by lovely, lovely food. Nom. But yeah, I don't know. The Shinkansen itself seems nice and easy. I'm very, very tempted to pay for green car upgrade on the way up, simply because, well, I want to be comfy. I want to be, quiet section of the Shinkansen. It's my money, and I want to try it. But yeah. Oh dear. It certainly seems like I'm getting my head around it anyway, so that's a good thing. I can't help worrying, and I suppose I'm allowed to. At least I found a subway map for Osaka now, and at least I have a better idea of where I'm going, and how to go. It's just things like changing from this, that, and the other to one train to another, from a subway to an actual train line. It's, as I say, until I experience something, it scares the crap out of me.